This is Rabbi Nathanael Bruin, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Thursday, April 29th, 2021. We will continue Chaf Gimel Amud Beis 23b, the second section, the green text. Continue solving the curious story of Abi Chilkiah and the rabbis. So they ask him, "Umay Taira, right? What is the reason? Dora Mar Tzivi Achad Katfei. Uglima achad kafe, right? Why did you put the firewood on one shoulder, right, together with the hoe, and your cloak on the other?" So Amar Lahu, he says back to them, "Talis shu'ula haisa, I borrowed the garment. Lahachi sha'ale, to wear it. I borrowed it, that was the condition. Ulahachi, but to rest firewood and a hoe on it, which would potentially ruin it. Lo shale, I was not given permission." Okay, then they ask him, "My time a kulei orchalo sayim mar misaane, chimata lamaya siyam misaane. Why on the whole path did you not wear shoes? And when you got to the water, you put on the shoes." So Amar Lahu, he says back to them, "Kula orcha chazina. Right, I can see. I know where I'm going. I won't step on anything sharp. Bimaya lo chazina." The water, I can't see. I can't protect myself. I got to put on shoes. Right? What's missing, though, from the Gemara is he was so poor, he had to protect his shoes. Right? That's an interesting piece that I think is certainly underlying assumption of the story. Right? Then they come, "My time akimata mar lehizmi vehigi dalinu lemane." Right? Why is it when you came to the shrubs, the thorns, you lifted up your cloak? Amar Lahu, right? Zeh ma'ale arucha, v'zeh eino ma'ale arucha. Right, this one can get fixed, and the other one will not get fixed. Right, my legs will heal if they get scratched, but the cloak will not. It's much harder to fix. Okay. My taima. Then they ask him, "What's the reason? Kimata mar lemasa, Nafka devesu demar kimikashta. Why did your wife come out looking so nice and so all dressed up?" And this is a staggering, actually, answer. Amar Lahu says back to them, "Kadei shelo etein einai b'isha acheres. I shouldn't look to any other woman." All right, we're talking about the guy who brings rain from Shamayim. Right, there's a lesson there, I guess. Right, nobody is beyond temptation, I guess. Then they ask him, "My time aile hibereisha v'hadar ayil mara basre v'hadar ailinun anan." Why is it your wife went up first, and then afterwards ayil mar, you went up after her, and only then v'hadar ailinun, after that only we went up? So Amar Lahu, he says to them, this is also shocking. Mishum delo badikitu, right? Well, badkitu li. I haven't checked you out. I don't know who you are, right? And therefore, I don't want you walking behind my wife. God knows what you want, what you're here for. Okay, my time of the ask, kikarach marifta, when you sat down to break bread, lo amar lan isu kruchu, that you should come and eat with us. And he says, mishum delo nafish rifta, I didn't have enough bread. Well, he really was very poor. Ve'amina lo achzik b'hu rabbanan tivusa b'chinam. I don't want free gratitude. I'm gonna pretend that I'm so generous and come and eat, but I know I don't have the food for you. Right. That, by the way, is the anecdote to the stories. Right. Oh, I went and this family had so much, you know, hachnasas orchem that they were 8 children and 4 polkas, and they gave me the polka. Right, chas v'shalom that any rich American kid visiting someone in Israel for Shabbat should take the polka away from a poor family. I hate those stories. Right, here he didn't. Took care of his family first. He didn't give the guests food for thought. Next, my time a yayiv mar the yanuka kshisha chad rifta lezutra. Trey, right? Why did you give the older kid one and the younger kid two? So Amar Lahu says back to them, "Hi kai bevesa." Right, this one, the older ones around the house, they can eat whatever he wants. V'hai Yosef b'vei knishtu, the younger one's already in the shul, he's learning. And he doesn't get to eat, so I got to give him now to eat. Umay taima, now fascinating question. Kadim salak anani mahach zavita, dehavet kaime devetu, demar le'anana didei. Right? Why did the clouds come to your wife before they came to you, to your corner? And he answers with two answers. One we'll see today, the other we'll see tomorrow. Both are fascinating. Mishum de isisa, because the woman, right, my wife, shchicha beveitza, she's found in the house. V'yahava rifta la'aniye, she gives bread to the poor people. Umekarva hayaniyasa, their enjoyment, their benefit is immediate. It's much quicker. V'ana, I'm out in the field. Yahibna zuza, I give money, right, even though he's poor, he's giving charity. But then they have to take the money and buy the food, and v'lomekar v'hanayasa. Their enjoyment is not immediate. Right, that does conclude our learning for today. We'll see the second answer to that question tomorrow. Right, but not only that you give, but how you give is important.